Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Campbell.
Hello, Nelson. How are you?
Pretty good.
How's the work week been, Nelson?
It's been pretty eventful. I've been doing a lot of lawyering.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
In what sense?
No, wait. I've just been watching a lot of Suits. I forget sometimes. When you watch so many episodes in a row, you just think you're there. Just been sitting on the couch. There's like an imprint of me now. Which actually makes it comfier.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So that's good.
Now, Nelson, it's a bloody Oscar time at the moment.
It is Oscar time.
And there's been a big embarrassment at the Oscars, one that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad won an Oscar.
I know. For makeup or something?
Yeah,
was
something like that.
Why makeup? I didn't see the movie. Because heard it was terrible.
Its makeup was fine.
Yeah.
But there you go. Academy Award winning Suicide Squad.
Does it beat Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah, that wasn't nominated. My pick.
Well, I suppose that's more costumes.
Yeah, and that did win costume.
Okay.
My pick was actually Star Trek. The latest Star Trek I thought was going to win. Because it had some cool alien creatures and stuff like that. That's what I had picked. Did terribly in my Oscar predictions.
Yeah. You did okay.
Well, I did well because we had a thing going in the office of Oscar predictions.
Yeah.
And I had said, I reckon Moonlight's going to be an upset win. And it was.
Oh, yeah. It was very upsetting.
Yes.
In fact,
for anyone that doesn't know, if you've been living under a rock.
It only happened today. Yes. You don't give them that much crap.
But, you know, they might be listening.
Like, literally hours ago this happened.
But people don't always listen right away, Nelson.
Yeah, well,
this may have happened a few days ago by the time.
I know, but you just... I thought the insult went too far.
But La La Land was announced.
Yep.
And then it was also announced that it didn't win.
Yeah.
And then the Oscars were taken off them and they were shoot off stage.
Yeah.
And then Moonlight won. So it was an upset win.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the definition of an upset win. Yeah, that was really awkward. I can't believe that. If you haven't seen the video, you should check it out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll link it to our Facebook page. And but man, it's just such an awkward situation that, like, you feel sorry for the guy who presents the award because he's like, oh, I've kind of screwed up. Even though he technically wasn't the one that said it. Mm-hmm. It was the lady next to him. But she's not there. When they find
out. That's true. Yeah,
she ran off. She was like, crap.
She was on an Uber on the way home.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But then it's awkward because they're like halfway through their speeches as well.
They full stop that guy talking.
Yeah. No, sort of. But he had already known. The last guy to speak, he already knew.
Yeah.
Because as the other guy was speaking, he heard that they hadn't won. But he decided to, like, obviously just do a bit of a thank you anyway. Mm. And then at the end of his little speech, which got cut off, he was like, by the way, we didn't win.
Yeah.
And you could just see the disappointment on his face.
It's the most awkward way to present. He kind of casually, hang on, Nelson, I've discovered something here. Our on-air sign that some wonderful Reddit user has sent us.
I know.
Wasn't turned on.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I thought last episode was the worst. Now this episode is the worst.
It's going to be. It's an omen. We didn't have the on-air sign. But maybe it'd be better, actually, because last week it was on. We should turn this off.
It's a sign. It's cursed. the weirdest way to ever. Imagine you're a director of a Best Picture winning film. The way you find out is someone on stage that you think is one's like, oh, bro, you won.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, he's pretty nice about it. The way, like, he went about it, he was like, because he didn't want them to feel bad for winning. So he was like,
but, like, as the director of that film, you'd be a bit underwhelmed with that moment, being like, wait, what? Like, you want it to be pulled out of the envelope and everyone cheers and everyone was like,
well, yeah, exactly. But you could tell even in the crowd. The crowd did do a standing ovation when it was, like, announced in a weird way. And you could tell. Even the crowd was like, shit, we've got to stand up and clap for this one. Because we can't just be so awkward and, like,
I know. That was a room full of millionaires being really awkward.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's funny.
Also, I would say, I'm a guy that loves movies, but to the casual viewer, I don't put too much stock in the Oscars. Because essentially, like, you and I and we don't vote on the Oscars. They're all voted. you need to be a part of the Academy, which means you either need to have won an Academy Award or be part of the Academy of Science and of Motion Pictures. They're not everyday people voting on them. It's like an insider industry award giving awards to themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't, like, if you're like, oh, Moonlight was really boring and artsy and makey. Yeah, it was. Like,
I've definitely not cared enough about the awards at all to be, like, outraged by anything.
Yeah, you do get some people being like, somehow this person was snubbed for an Oscar. Who cares? Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's just the industry giving themselves a hand job.
Yeah, exactly. They'll sleep fine with the millions they've earned from their latest movie, I'm sure. I mean, I think it's fine. Like, it's a fine thing to do if you want to acknowledge the people in the industry that have done well by people in the industry. That's fine. But just at people at home, who gives a shit? Like
I personally think that of the best picture nominees, I personally think that Hacksaw Ridge was the best movie.
Yeah.
But I don't care that it didn't win.
You're outraged. I can tell. True. I can see it in your eyes.
You're so angry.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. That was today, I guess.
That was today. What else has been going in your week, Camby?
Oh, not much, man. Doing a lot of video editing and a bit of worksies. You know how... I shouldn't.
Nothing else. Fine. Talk about your job. Talk about how great that is. That's fine. I'll just talk about how great my being at home by myself all day is.
Maybe I'll do that thing where I'll make you feel worse by being like, oh, I wish I was like you, Nelson. Yeah. We shouldn't have to go to work all the time. Ugh.
We could probably swap.
Nah.
I know people at your work, I reckon they'd just allow it.
Yeah, that's probably true. You could just come work at my work.
Yeah, that's true,
just actually. Walk in one day and they're like, oh, I guess Nelson works here.
Yeah, exactly. Just come on with a nice suit. Like, all right, there's going to be some changes around here. First of all, giving me a job.
What about you? What did you get up to much this week?
Well, what did I do this week? No.
You don't have to make up something.
No.
We can't just move on.
Thinking if I actually did anything. And nope is the answer.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Just nothing.
You did admit to me when I was around at your house earlier this week that we were doing some writing. And, like, there's been a few times this week I've just been standing on this balcony in my underwear,
in my undies,
having a beer.
I'm actually a bit upset at the moment. When I walked into your house, you left out a compliment that I think you should have said. Like, hey, Nelson, thanks for getting dressed and coming over.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I spent 90% of my day in underwear.
You've done something with your day. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. It was so funny that I just, like, when I messaged you earlier, I was like, hey, just leaving my place now. I forgot that it was Monday. Yeah. It's so easy to forget days when you're unemployed. When you're employed, it's like, okay, you're looking forward to Friday. You count how many days it is.
You get that famous Monday-itis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, now it's gone. I found the cure. It's no job.
I must say, we actually got some correspondence, which we'll get to later, but we did get some correspondence about... your downtrodden Zach wrote in, and we'll get to him later because he asked a question, but he said he really enjoyed the contrast of happy Cambo and downtrodden crushed by corporation guy Nelson.
I'm so glad Zach that you're feeling that you're enjoying this.
What I'm saying is you being miserable, Nelson, is getting his positive reviews.
Okay, well, I guess I'll crash my car or something like that.
when you get another job, watch the emails dry up.
Like, man, this podcast sucks ever since Nelson got a job. Ugh, that was the worst. Actually, I remembered something that I did. I knew I did something. I actually had an audition. It was actually my second round because for a eSport TV show presenter type thing.
Yeah.
I could be famous, buddy. Oh.
Nice. I guess I did an audition this week as well.
Oh, yeah, you did too.
Yeah, I did an audition with my lady. We're trying...
It's not what you think. Whoa, stop right there. No.
It's porn. We didn't do anything
nothing weird.
We're trying to hustle our way into a free... I think it's like a five-month traveling job.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I still think it's a hoax.
Me too. People are like, just we're just going to wake up joke. In a bath of ice and they've just harvested yeah, their organs in like exactly. Ukraine or something.
Yeah.
They're like, why would we ever pay anyone to film around Europe for 5 months? Yeah. It's obviously a trap.
Exactly. And thousands of people have applied.
They have and so the, many organs. God.
I love on the form, it's like liver condition.
Blood type.
Bad,
that's a weird
good,
question.
Very good. Yeah, I think I've got a great liver.
Oh, I got through immediately.
Exactly. Anyway, maybe that's what we should do if we ever want organs.
Hey, that's true.
Promise people
free
a trip around
the
world.
Free trip to Paris or something.
Exactly. Psh. It's a good idea.
It's another one of our classic Reddit on Reddit get rich quick schemes.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, speaking of Reddit, which this podcast is about.
Yeah. For new listeners that might not know, it's not just Nelson complaining about his lack of a job and me bitching about the Oscars.
Mm.
We do very briefly talk about Reddit each week.
Yeah, sometimes.
What's the first segment called, Nelson?
It's called Reddit on Reddit. It's the name of our podcast as well. See, it's kind of like catchy.
Yeah, it's clever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clever.
Anyway, this is one that I read. It's by... Well, I have to credit two Reddits, right?
Okay.
And to break the rules a little bit, mm-hmm. this is actually from Ask Reddit.
Oh.
But, so I have the Ask Reddit question mm-hmm. and then somebody's answer.
Okay.
So the person whose question was, credit the Reddit, Stagnant Flux. They had the question, you can have sex with anyone you want as long as the location you have sex with, so long as the location you have sex rhymes with their name, who and where?
Oh.
Got any off the top of your head?
Well,
it's pretty hard to like quickly do it.
Yeah, because unless you're Pitbull, you can't rhyme the same word with the same word. Because then you could just have sex with like Emma Stone, just on a really big stone.
On a stone.
But yeah. That's the Pitbull.
On a throne. On a throne. How could you not rhyme stone? I don't know. Okay, it's not a difficult word to rhyme. Anyway, I don't really care if your answer.
Yeah, okay, good.
I'm
not that quick.
I know. I purposefully. There's so many questions, and we have, like, quite often, friend of the show Mitch might send something through, mm-hmm. but I have to be very particular about what I select. Because I know that we're not very quick on our feet, unless it's absolute bullshitting. But yeah. This, you need facts. Mm. You need a name and you need a location. We can't do that on the fly.
I think this podcast has proved that we're not good with words.
Yeah, exactly.
Or presentation, yeah. Or really getting a good sound quality out of anything.
Yeah. We've learned that we're better at other things by how bad we are at this. Anyway. I have an answer from the underscore Kaleondian.
You have like a nervous breakdown.
I know. It's like, what? I don't know. Anyway, this is the answer. It's in quotation marks.
Okay.
I feel like you need to know that.
Yep.
Pick anyone, anywhere, anything's fine. Want 300 women? We'll get them in line. Heed this information. I won't waste your time. There's one limitation. They both have to rhyme. My mind was a-racing. Which two would I choose? There's so many women and places to use. Perhaps I would settle on Scarlett Johansson and bang on the floor of a ballroom for dancing. Or maybe I'd end up with Alison Brie and swing in a hammock tied under a tree. The longer I pondered, the more I was sure. My choice must be something not chosen before. I had to be novel, exciting, and new. With that, I decided, there's one thing to do. Dear mister, I started, if it's all the same, I've got my two answers to this little game. The where is a bed in Jamaica for two. I don't know the name, though, so I'll simply say you.
Hey.
It's pretty good.
That's like some Dr. Seuss level. And we know that Dr. Seuss was a scumbag.
I know. So this guy.
That might actually be Dr. Seuss.
Is a scumbag.
Yeah. That's very cute, isn't it?
It's pretty
cute. It's the cutest rhyme about trying to sleep with celebrities.
That's probably the main reason why I brought this up. I was like, this is like just the stupidest sort of question.
It still just completely objectifies women. Like,
yeah, what, could be a
what,
guy.
What woman Wait, object say... in what location would you like to have your way, you know? But it's cute, isn't it?
No, it says anyone you want, so okay. It could have been a male, that's just true. So you know. Brad Pitt in a pit.
Why do both of us just rhyme the word of their last name?
Because we're not quick on our feet, Gambit. We've just discussed this. Okay, no, I can fix this. Brad Pitt in a deep pit. Damn. Leonardo DiCaprio in a...
Oh, you've really...
There. Anyway, I thought that was ridiculous. Like, this guy spent a good amount of time thinking up this rhyme. And you know where you get to a point, you're like, okay, I need a rhyme next time with the one before. I don't know what to do. You might go on to, like, you know, on the internet, synonyms with this word that I want to use, but it doesn't rhyme. This guy put a lot of effort into a stupid question.
Unless maybe he's just quick on his feet. In which case, let's get him on the podcast.
I know, to fill in the blanks when we're like, I don't know.
Quick, a poem.
But the problem is if we get people like that on the show, they might just replace us.
Yeah, we slowly get faded out. Yeah.
Exactly. They'll replace one of us first, then he'll get bring a friend in and he'll be like, no, it's fine.
Which would be awkward because we do this at my house.
I know, yeah, they'd still come here.
Every week I'll have to listen to them do our podcast.
Yeah, that's right. But we might become fans.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, wow, this...
Oh, because we're not now. No.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I thought that was funny. And I appreciate the effort you went to with the rhyme.
I also appreciate it, Nelson.
Okay, I have another one here.
Okay.
This is by... I could have credited for this one probably like 20,000 Redditors. But I decided to credit one because it was like specifically the one that I saved. It's by 414.
Mm-hmm.
This was NASA's big announcement.
Yep.
Seven Earth-like planets orbit one nearby star.
Mm-hmm.
That is really cool.
Yes. Now, I've had to explain to a few people, and that sounds really condescending, but when they say nearby in like a cosmic sense.
Oh, yeah.
Not nearby at all.
We would definitely know if it was
It's not like they went, oh, it turns out there's like a bunch of planets right by.
Yeah.
It's like... thousands of light years away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's funny that you had to explain that to people because I haven't actually really looked into this at all.
Yeah.
But I know that it's not like right next door. But do you know, it was so... I found this really weird, right? Because when I read this, I actually got really excited. I know that sounds like pretty stupid, but when I read about it, I was like, man, this is so exciting that we have like... found something that is potentially, you know, close to harboring life on another planet.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. Oh, you know, absolutely. Like I do believe in aliens because I believe that the universe is infinite and that even if this is a one in a gazillion chance in an infinite universe, it's bound to happen again. But that's obviously always been speculation in a sense, you know.
Yeah.
For one, I presume that the universe is infinite, you know. There's actually, you can't actually prove that, but, you know, based on Stephen Hawking, he told me, he gave me a call. He's hey, Nelson, guess what?
Hey, Nelson, you won't believe it.
Yeah, that's right. He did it in that voice, and I was like, can you speak a bit faster, mate?
No.
Yeah.
That was spot on, Stephen Hawking, by the way.
That was great, actually. Yeah. I thought it was him for a second.
You'll edit that, won't you? Make it sound more electronic before we put this out.
Yep.
And you'll edit out this bit.
Right. Yep.
Cool. Awesome.
I think that the closer that we get to finding out things like this, closer to proving alien life and that we're not as unique. And I sort of wonder whether that will just make the world chill out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, there's a few, I think, like, religions that would be put to shame.
Yep.
If you found external life.
Yep.
And I think that if we found other life, it'd just be like, all right, we're not that unique.
Yeah.
When we die, we just turn to dirt. Okay. Yeah. That's how it works. we're not special.
Because there's a lot of religions as well that claim that the earth is 7,000 years old.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's just not true. Yeah. And you're right. Like, if they found even... I don't get how people aren't fascinated by when they find bacteria on other planets.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. Yeah. It means there's, like, there was life there.
Yeah.
And there is life there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. Amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Do you mind if I briefly bring something up? And bear in mind, as is tradition on this show, I've only really read the headline. And I had to quickly look it up then. To phrase it right.
I suppose.
But this is a post by Professor Brian Cox, who's a physicist at the University of
Manchester. Sex with him on rocks.
Yep. Cool. Nice, yes. Or in a cox, because that's what we do. We rhyme the word with the word. But Brian Cox has said that ghosts definitely don't exist, because otherwise the Large Hadron Collider would have found them. He's saying that the fact that it's gone through almost every particle in existence, there is literally nowhere in any plane that a ghost can exist. I think that's great. I love that he's
presuming that ghosts have forms, though.
But
I think the idea of spiritual world is that there's no form.
But they're
ha!
Fact. There must be in some metaphysical level.
I don't believe in ghosts. No. But I don't think that's a good argument for it, to be perfectly honest.
No, here's the thing. It is a good argument, but the kind of people that believe in a ghost won't care.
No, I don't think it's like... It's because you have a perception of what a ghost is. You're thinking of Casper and that there has to be something. But what I'm saying is that people that believe in ghosts might just believe in the spiritual nature, right? Which is... something that you sort of can't prove wrong. You can't prove it right either.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, isn't it? But you can't prove it
wrong. And I think that that's why that's a stupid argument. Because you're talking about what the definition of a ghost is.
Yeah. And I would say
it's a smart reply, sure. But yeah. It's not...
And I would say it's one of those things where people that already don't believe in ghosts will just be like, great. But people that do believe in ghosts, you just said, being like, but you can't prove that they're not there.
Yeah.
Which isn't an argument.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be like, you can't prove that it's not, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
All that really does is create echo chambers of the people that already don't believe in ghosts being like, look at the science here. And then people are like, yeah, but what about ghosts? Enough with your science. What about ghosts?
Yeah.
And I just thought that a major newspaper has printed the headlines, ghosts definitely don't exist.
Yeah.
According to the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah, okay.
As far as headlines go, it's a goodie, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. Actually, I saw one sort of in a similar to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody saying that there was a question on Ask Reddit, and it said, if you're an atheist, why don't you believe in God? And somebody's answer was, why does that have to be the question? I was like, if I told you I could teleport,
mm-hmm.
you would say, well, prove it. You wouldn't just take my word that it existed. I was like, that's exactly what us atheists do mm-hmm. about God. And I thought that was a very good...
Well, and you and I are both atheists, and this is getting very weirdly off track.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, because it's my fault. But there's a great conversation between Stephen Colbert and Ricky Gervais on Late Night.
Oh, yeah. I've probably seen it.
Where they talk about... because Stephen Colbert is a Catholic and Ricky Gervais is obviously an atheist.
Yeah.
And they actually
did see this.
They actually have a good conversation where they don't just tear each other down.
Yeah.
And Ricky says something that I think is great when he says, if you take all the religious books and you burn them and you destroy them, and you take all the science books and you burn them and destroy them, the religious books won't come back. But the science...
Well, it will, but in a different form.
In a different form.
Yeah. It won't be in an exact... Yeah. The exact same.
But the science books will be exactly the same because the experiments will have the exact same results.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It'd be good.
Yeah.
Difference being that if you did burn all the science, everybody forgot everything,
mm-hmm.
and then you did everything in the end, there would probably be a significant portion of people that believe in vaccines again. I'm just saying, maybe we should burn all the scientific evidence, because there's probably crap in there. That people have botched from stupid tests and studies that haven't been peer-reviewed.
Yeah.
Then we'll just get the new ones back in. Let's do it.
And you get that thing where people
we'll start it. It'll be like a religion. We'll call it science-y.
Because I was in Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
I was a joke about it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Imagine someone travels from the past into the future. It's like, surely by now you have some kind of religion based on science. And like, yeah, it's not all it cracked up to be, actually.
Not quite the same. Yeah.
It's actually crazier. Such a thing. Yeah.
It's kind of like everything but science, funnily enough. Yeah.
But people should be happy when science gets things wrong, because at least it knows what not to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's what Ricky Gervais has said before, I think. Mm. You know, like... Like, if, I think he says it about finding God, actually. He said, if science found God, science would love it.
Yeah.
Because they proved through science that God existed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't actually be disappointed
because
they have, you know, discovered this through science. And I thought it was a funny point. It's a good point. Anyway, this was way off topic.
Yeah.
7 Earth-like planets orbit one nearby star.
Yes.
That's what that
came from. That's what that discussion of God was about.
Yeah. Okay. Now we can move on to Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned. What's the
intro to that? Today I Learned. This is by Johnny Gator. Today I Learned that Triple Crown winner... American Pharaoh, which is a horse, has six...
Of course I know who American Pharaoh is. Have you met me?
I thought you were just really confused.
Number one.
American, but Pharaoh. That's what I thought. Anyway, American Pharaoh has sex 3 times every day, and his owners charge $200,000 $200,000 fee per impregnation, generating about $30 million a year annually.
Is he and he's still currently racing?
If you're having sex 3 times a day, you got no time for racing.
Well, because my dad raises horses, and when you put it out to stud, you do that. If a horse has good, good semen,
You probably make more money off the semen than you would the
so much. Like an ex racehorse can make so much money doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, not just an ex racehorse; it's just a good thoroughbred horse.
Yeah.
People want that.
Yeah,
with their horses, because obviously it's going to create a good horse that they can sell. Yeah, like I've never heard of that crazy amount of money before.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
like you would think that we would know of American Pharaoh.
I told you I know about American Pharaoh.
I would be serious.
Several hundred thousands of dollars.
I would
have sex with a horse I own.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. You should have kept the $200,000.
Yeah, I know.
Because, I mean...
In hindsight...
You've got nothing now, but at one point in your life, you had $200,000. I'm thinking you probably should have kept it. That's a poor
investment.
It's one of those
crazy impulse purchases. We're like, what should I buy? Ooh, horse semen.
Or do you just have, like, a jar of it in your fridge?
Yeah.
Like, that's worth $200,000. One day I'll get a horse to impregnate.
It can only go up in value.
Yeah. So, anyway, this got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you reckon my sperm would go for?
Well... I know that in America...
Like, I don't have a job, so...
Yeah, but I know that in America, you can sell your semen and blood. Not mixed together.
Semen, blood? That sounds gross.
they pay people to donate blood and stuff. But here in Australia, because of good old charity, I don't think we really... Like, we don't get... We get a milkshake.
You don't get... Yeah, you get like, cookies.
Yeah.
I get...
That's more
why
just...
why I donate blood all the time.
Who needs to buy food?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But that's just, obviously, like, they give that to you free just to get your blood sugar back.
I know the purpose of it. I know it's not like, free cookies.
But it's not even like, they're like, thanks for that, here's a cookie. They're like, no, you need to have that cookie.
No, yeah, I know. I was just saying.
I'm saying that we here are stingy, giving our blood away because it helps people and not for monetary gain.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But what you should do...
And with our free healthcare...
is not eat the cookie and then just save them all up and package them and sell them on eBay as one complete cookie.
And you've made some profit.
Oh, yeah. It's at least $10 for a packet of cookies. And no, it'd be funny
not.
If, like,
you it's get, not even.
I would pay $10 for, like, a multi cookie, because presuming it might not be the same cookies every time.
So
I'd be like
some kind of variety pack of cookies.
Like, roulette cookie. That's what it is.
I would argue.
I would. Okay. Remember the show rule, can't steal our ideas.
Yeah.
I am now wanting to create a cookie brand where it's just like, you get, you know, it's like one of those cylindrical sort of things, but it's of different size cookies, and you just reach in and surprise cookie.
What do you think of the trays of biscuits that come in different varieties of biscuits, and you get like 3 or 4 of each of them?
Yeah, that's good, but still I want it to be a surprise when I take one out. They like organize them.
It's like a cookie fun dip.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I that takes me back to when I used to visit my nana.
Uh-huh.
She would always have those.
She had the cookie fun dip.
The cookie fun dip. She would get all the cookies, put it in a bucket, shake it around, let me dip my hand in.
You're like, oh, they're all broken. You shook it around.
Thanks, nana. No, I'm really loving this cookie idea.
Okay.
Just saying. So what you're saying is, my sperm's not worth much.
I'm saying if you went to America, you could sell it. Okay. But here, there's not really a market for it.
Mm.
I mean, if you want Nelson's sperm, right in to the podcast.
Yeah, I'll sell it to you. $200,000 for every impregnation.
Yeah.
I didn't even
Wait, no, you haven't won any races, so $100,000 for every impregnation.
That's true. But I am unemployed, so... Oh, wait.
$50,000 for every...
Worse. And I don't have, like, a partner or anything. I'm not really well-educated. Yeah, I'm not getting much.
But we do have a very, very, very small audience, so...
Mm, that's true.
Fame?
Mm.
No.
Yeah. Well... Okay, maybe then that's my new tactic. I should just get a famous person's sperm and use that.
Right. So, like, if you get like somehow you get Justin Bieber's sperm, surely
oh,
you
God,
get
no,
but, no, but surely
I wouldn't even try his.
No, no, no. Are you kidding? You would get so much money for that.
I could get. How about Leonardo DiCaprio? He's a much more attractive, successful man.
But I would
and
say
wildly, you would have people.
He is, but
trying
I would
to
say
destroy the sperm.
Justin
of
Bieber's
Justin Bieber.
Fan. Justin Bieber's fans are way crazier. They would spend crazy amounts of money. Do you like for like
that's
a meet
true.
For like a meet and greet? You spend like $50,000.
Yeah,
and you get a ticket, and you don't even really get to meet him. He comes and takes a photo with you, and then he goes into his room.
Yeah,
and people pay $50,000 for that. Can you imagine what they'd pay for his sperm?
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
Because Leonardo DiCaprio is too like respectable. And to, like, people
I think,
people would be generally interested in his sperm, for sure. But Justin Bieber fans are crazy.
I think you're giving...
It would actually be a dangerous commodity to have.
I think you'd find some pretty crazy Leonardo DiCaprio fans. And the difference being...
Maybe back in the
90s. In ages, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you're talking about, like, young girls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They've managed to scrounge together $50,000.
No, I'm talking
probably,
about...
Young, probably by selling their blood.
Young girls, or boys, with very rich parents are the
yeah,
ones
that's
that...
Right, yeah,
Daddy, I
but
really
my,
want
my
Justin Bieber's sperm.
Like,
whatever you want, honey.
Yeah, but could you imagine, like, a 30-year-old woman that's like, I want to get pregnant. Is she going to go Justin Bieber?
Yeah,
is she going to go Leo?
Yeah.
Yeah? Leo. For sure. And you'd be like, hey, you want a Leo, baby? Even just thinking about it. I'm thinking... I might get some of his, just in case. I don't want to sully my future kids with my genes.
What if, and this is going to get dark, so I apologize. What if you got the sperm of a celebrity that's kind of, you know, close to the cradle? So Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
And then he dies.
Yeah.
And you've got his sperm.
Oh, that's pretty, that's a good one,
see?
Actually.
So what I'm saying is, you jerk him off, and I'll strangle him.
God. That's weird. We could probably get him to pay us for that as well. Some people are into that.
Hey, Mr. Nicholson, Do you want him to jerk you off and I'll strangle you?
All right, I guess so. I've done everything else in life.
Oh, that's funny.
And then the whole time going, it's such an honor, Mr. Nicholson. I did tell you that this would get weird.
It did get weird.
And we had a go at Vin.
I know.
Last week.
I know.
He has degraded the show to such an extent that this is what we talk about.
Our bar was so much higher before he had any implication.
You know, my mother always says, I really want to listen to your podcast. Mm. Can you imagine if this is the first one she listens to? Like, you know what? It's not for me.
Yeah.
This one's not for me.
I decided to guess. Or you just ask her, hey, have you listened yet? No, I haven't. Yeah. Can't get around to it. Sorry. Anyway. All right. I have another today, Alan. This is by... Fan of the show, Mitch, sent this in, but it's...
Is he currently our number one fan? I forget who that is now.
It's him. Yeah.
He took it from Zach, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I just let them fight it amongst themselves.
Literally in the car park outside.
Yeah, exactly. We put on fights.
I think they're fighting now.
Yeah. Anyway... Mitch has sent me in one, but it's from Credit the Reddit, D Young Republicans. A dog named Duke has been the mayor of Cormorant, Minnesota, since 2014, having won 3 re-elections.
That's the best.
That is the best part of
that
it.
That is the
a
best.
A dog becoming a mayor, ha, that's hilarious. He won 3 re-elections. That's like the span of the dog's freaking life, surely.
Could you imagine, like, you know how in, like, election processes, the opposition might do, like, a smear campaign? And they're like, they've been lying to one. Their one would just be, he is a bad boy. He is a very bad boy.
You just get a photo of the dog, like, pooping in one of the parks in the city. You're like, huh?
Yeah.
See, he doesn't give a crap. He craps. And then you should, like, come up behind him and, like, pick up the dog poo and put it in the bin. Be like, I care about our parks.
That's true. Well, I think we collectively could beat this dog.
Collectively.
Not by ourselves, because we are not a full man individually.
But, okay, there's 2 things to this one, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing is, yes, I want to know, has somebody actually gone up against this dog and lost? Because I know you can have elections where there's just no other runner, right? So I'm presuming at least, hopefully, 2 of the 3 re-elections has been...
opposed.
Yeah. Well, not opposed. Because
I want them to have been opposed.
If they've all been opposed, that is one charismatic dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet Duke.
Okay. So, if you... Where is this? Where's the place?
Cormorant, Minnesota.
Okay, if you lived in Minnesota, and you could vote between just a normal person and a dog, and if that dog wore, like, a little dog suit.
Yeah.
Oh, what would you vote for?
The suit actually would sell it. Okay.
I would vote for the dog 1,000,000 times.
I know you would. And that's why he's been re-elected.
Even though I know that it is bad for the government. I know that.
No, you don't. For the wrong reasons. You think, it's funny. It's
yeah,
a dog.
Exactly.
But, no, this brings me to my second point. Thank you for bringing it up. There has got to be some sort of conspiracy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mayors do things, right? They authorize things. So, surely, there is... the owner of the dog, or like just a room full of rich men smoking cigars and laughing because they're the ones making the decisions. And everybody's like, hey, what the hell's with, why are they tearing down all these houses and putting up, you know, real estate, like some big businesses, corporate businesses? Oh, it's the bloody dog's fault. He's pretty cute there.
Look at him go.
Yeah.
He thinks he's people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look, he's sitting at a desk. Oh, my God.
His owner is super conservative. Yeah. It's like the dog gets up and goes, woof, woof.
Yeah.
He actually said that he is opposed to gay marriage.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah, Duke, yeah. Surely that's happening.
But here's what I would like to think in a fantasy world is that he doesn't have an owner. And they're like, well, someone's negotiated all these different land deals for their town. How did he do that? And they look inside. He's just sitting behind a desk going, Yeah,
that's right.
And they're like,
or
how does he do this?
I think you should just like quickly push a door closed. A draw, you know. How do these? What's in there? okay. You know, he has somebody come up against him in the election, and he goes around to his house and shanks him or something. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious. Okay, that was Today I Learned. Now it's time for Shower Thoughts.
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is brought to you by Arella. Yeah. I bet genies were a real thing until one jerk wished for genies not to exist anymore. How good's that?
Yeah.
I really like that one, actually.
That's great.
And I was just imagining the scenario when that is happening. You would, maybe the genie was like, hate my life. This is the worst. And so when he came out of the bottle, he was like, just giving the guy crap. What do you want this time? Yeah, you get 3 wishes, whatever. And then he started just like making fun of him. And saying like, I normally get rubbed by attractive people. I hate this ugly guy here. He's like, hey, you watch out.
I like to think that it's like corporate espionage. So like there's 2 rival businessmen and one of them gets a genie. He's like, I want to be better than him. I want a bigger building and I don't want him to get a genie too. So I don't want genies to exist anymore. So then he wins forever. That's what I reckon it was.
That's pretty good.
Well, thank
actually.
You. I'm pretty quick on my feet on this show.
Oh, yes.
Completely contradict the intro. Very quick on my feet.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that. Okay. Well, I guess that's that.
Sorry to kind of...
You just kind of hit the nail on the head. And yep, that's... let's not speculate anymore because I'm sure that's definitely how it happened. Anyway, I've got another one here.
Okay.
This is by Porrance Felly. Porrance Felly? Bill Nye is doing a shitty detergent commercials, but I guarantee he could do a Kickstarter titled "Give Me Money So I Don't Have to Do Shitty Detergent Commercials" and get at least $1 million. I reckon that's so true.
Yeah, I don't even think that he needs the money though to do it. It's just probably nice to have the money.
No way, he needs the money.
What are you
don't,
talking about?
You don't do detergent commercials for
if
fun,
someone
mate.
Someone said to you.
Yeah.
I'll give you $250,000 for 2 days filming on a commercial.
Yeah.
You
I'd be like,
do it?
I'm just going to start a Kickstarter. That's what I'd say. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that because nobody would just donate money.
I'd probably...
I said no to a detergent commercial.
Yeah, exactly,
can you give me
right?
money? No, but Bill Nye can do it.
No,
sure. He's
but you would need
fans.
To do the commercial first and then be like, they want me to do another commercial.
We're talking about Bill Nye. I'm pretending I'm Bill Nye now. He's already done one detergent commercial.
That's what I'm
saying. So his Kickstarter could be like, hey, guys, they've asked me to do another one. I'm starting this Kickstarter. I'd be like, yes, here's $10. That's what I'd do.
You would?
I would give you money for that, honestly. Like, Bill Nye, I would.
I do not feel sorry for the guy that's getting paid probably hundreds of thousands of dollars from a corporation to...
Okay.
I don't feel bad for him.
What if the...
He's probably very rich. I am poor. Let me be in the commercial.
What if he isn't there? Because I imagine, and maybe not necessarily him. I don't know his situation. He probably is well off. But scientists in general, right? Especially if you're wanting to research something of your own interest that still might be a benefit of mankind, you don't get paid money.
All right, so Bill Nye's net worth is $6.5 million.
Yeah, I can believe everything I read on Google as well, Kembo.
I think that celebritynetworth.com is a pretty reliable source, Nelson.
Okay, how much did he get from detergent commercials off that? Huh? Does it say that?
$4.5 million.
Exactly. but I think, it's just like, I don't know what I'm saying. My point is, if you're a struggling scientist, okay, Maybe and not Bill Nye.
And we do have many that listen.
Because there is that problem, actually, in the scientific community.
Yeah.
That if you're not researching something that is going to generate money for a company, then there's a chance that they will get you to, you know, lose your integrity through it because you'll change certain parts of your scientific testing to come out with one result or the other, which there are plenty of sellout scientists.
Yeah. And doctors as well, when it comes to, again, in the US, when they don't have the free Medicare, you have the pharmaceutical reps that go to the doctors and they don't pay them to subscribe, but they will send them on the odd holiday. They will, they will buy them things and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
But then if they stop prescribing that, then that company just stops sending them things.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they do is they pay them to give speeches, right, at these pharmaceutical things. But there was one doctor in the US who was estimated to have made over $1 million giving speeches, being like, I think this medicine's great.
Yeah.
And all he had to do was subscribe it, whether or not it suited his patient.
Yeah, that's
so they're
right,
like in science and in medicine, you do get those people that will sell out.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, Bill Nye, let someone else sell out and get that money. You've got $6.5 million.
Yeah. I guess. Let somebody else do it.
My point is, I don't feel bad for him.
Okay. You feel bad for the person that could have got the shitty detergent commercial job.
And made some of that money.
Yeah. Okay. Could have just dressed anybody up in a lab coat and...
Yeah. If someone is in a lab coat and in a lab...
He wears a bow tie.
And he's like, I'm a scientist. I'm like, well, he does look like a scientist.
It's true.
Yeah.
But you know, like, when they have the little disclaimers at the bottom of the commercials? This is just an actor. They wouldn't have to do that for him.
This is what I don't get, is that they do that thing where they stick people in a lab wearing lab coats for like shampoo commercials.
Yeah.
I don't care if a scientist came on my shampoo.
Yeah, I can tell by your hair.
Yeah.
You do not care at all.
But like... Again, though, do you really assume that there's a bunch of scientists being like, what is the best way to get a silky smooth finish when they come out of the shower? No, of course not. I mean, there probably is. They probably sell out for millions.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. I don't want these sellouts. I want the real thing. So, we could start a Kickstarter for scientists to research whatever they want.
That's true.
We should
do that. I'd do that.
Yeah, okay. And Bill Nye is the head guy, because you need somebody to sell it.
Bill Nye the head guy.
Bill Nye the head guy. That's what his wife says.
Cool. All right. We'll contact him this week after the show, and we'll see what he says.
Oh, yeah.
And if things go well, and I assume they will, we'll have an update next week.
Yeah. I mean, I've got plenty of time to follow this up, so don't you worry. Okay. I have one more here. Okay, I'm going to do it because I've already said now, so we have to do it.
Yeah, the audience is going, oh no, please, Nelson. You can't tease us like that.
Exactly. Okay, this is by Credit the Reddit Jaddles. I see a lot of older people post that we survived lead paint, no seatbelts, no helmets, etc. You do understand that there are people who didn't, right? That's probably why they can't post it on Facebook. Okay. I'm going to be controversial here.
Okay.
I agree with this old person.
Uh-huh.
Because they say, yes, I survived all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But they don't actually mean just them.
Yeah.
Unless some of them do, and then they're idiots. But they mean their generation survived. The world's kept going through these things.
Yeah.
And I think... I don't know when it was, but I think the human race reached a tipping point. Western society, probably, also, obviously, where safety became too safe.
Yeah.
And we put too much emphasis on being safe, and it's a detriment to everything.
Well, I think. I would say yes and no. I would say safety is fine.
Yep.
It's the fact that people will get fined for not taking care of their own personal safety.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I think is. But again, in that regard, if you are a father and you're just too dumb to put on your seatbelt, and you die, and now that kid doesn't have a dad. That is not fair on that kid either.
No, see, do you know what's... Okay, yeah, this is where I'm going to get controversial. Okay. I think tough titties. I know that's really, like, I don't know, mean thing to say, not very emotional or whatever, but I think that is kind of exactly the point. Mm-hmm. And then do you think that kid is ever going to grow up and not put his seatbelt on? I think the point is, in fact, there is a John Marsden, right?
Yeah.
The writer, the author.
Yeah.
He started...
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. He started a school. Mm-hmm. And the school is one of those, what do you call it? Like more creative and...
Steiner school?
Steiner school. It was like a Steiner school. I don't think it was, but something very similar to that.
A Steiner school was a very open education, what do the kids want to learn kind of a thing.
Kids can sort of do what they want, mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. One of the things they said was they had kids like ride their bike on the footpath.
Yeah.
And there used to be like accidents and things like that.
Yeah.
And somebody said to him, oh, you need to put a sign that says, get off your bike when you're walking down this thing. And he said, no. He said, kids will run into each other. Kids will get hurt. Mm-hmm. Somebody might even break a bone. But they'll learn that that's what you should do. And I strongly believe that. And I believe all those things.
Again,
in fact, okay. So
totally
if,
agree.
If I was going to... like talking about seatbelts in particular, right?
Yeah.
I would, maybe not. Yeah. Okay. I would say the law is every car has to have a seatbelt.
Yeah.
But it, like you were saying before, but no one gets in trouble for not wearing a seatbelt. I think that should be the law. And people, I think you will find, actually educate themselves. And I hate the idea of then, you know, people like going to court and arguing, which is actually why I think a lot of safety precautions are made and laws are made up, is because people take somebody to court and say, hey, you didn't provide me a safe enough environment.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, if you're a fucking idiot, too bad. And I think that we should, as a human race, change some of our laws so that they're a little more lenient and we stop having ignorant people winning because they're just ignorant.
Yes, no, but I agree with you that there is a there's like a tipping point where, like, you know, you hear about the guy that broke into someone's house and cut their leg open, so then they sue them because they cut their leg open. You're like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
One, you're an idiot for doing that. You were breaking the law. And two, that person didn't provide you a safe enough environment to rob their house? Well, of course not.
Yeah.
And I agree that kids should fall over and tumble and they should kind of get hurt.
Yep.
You know, like the classic one is the kid touched the stove, right?
Yeah.
He'll never do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Touch the stove, it's hot. He'll never do it again. Yeah, it'll hurt him, sure.
Yep.
But it depends, because neither of us have kids that we know about.
Yeah. I've got plenty.
But maybe when you do have a kid, seeing your kid hurt is too much to bear. But I think it's
definitely
something you just have to bear.
Definitely. And I think that is actually part of the problem. I think about this in the sense of... So I strongly believe the world is overpopulated
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm.
We have way too many people on the planet.
Yep.
And I think that if you reduced safety and you increased deaths...
Mm-hmm.
Super controversial, but that would actually be a good thing, because you're not directly killing people. But then if you were to ask the parents of those children that were killed because of, you know, an accident that maybe could have been prevented by some safety barrier or something that wasn't there, you would be super angry. But you can't take into account an individual's point of view. You have to look at the overall, like, greater good. And I know there's people out there that can be angry at that point of view, but yeah.
I agree with some of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would be slightly more regulated, I think. Like, I don't think that seatbelts are a bad idea. And being fined for not wearing a seatbelt is kind of silly. But
yeah.
I get the ethical, like, you know, you may not care about your life, but what about the other people in the car kind of
yeah,
thing.
See, but even then, that, I just sort of think... That's just kind of a
But you're saying if the dad's like, "Nah, kid, don't wear a seatbelt," and then there's a crash and that kid dies.
Yeah.
That kid was just doing what his dad said, but yep. because his dad was an idiot with personal safety, that kid shouldn't have to pay with his life.
No, but my point is that that will happen fewer and fewer times the more it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like my point. And that's going to be tragic. And for that father and for that family and for those people around them, that is incredibly tragic. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I love the... We love it when kids die, but I think
Nelson, you're wearing a t-shirt right now that says "I heart when kids die."
I know, but I mean, it was just ironic. And but I think that's kind of the point.
Yeah, so you're saying,
have to suffer even if it means fatalities.
So what you're saying is that it justifies the means justify the end. You know?
Yeah,
it's tragic, but it will inevitably stop other people doing that.
Yeah. I think with certain laws and regulations and things, we've become more dumb.
So what you're saying is the classic thing of what if you could kill a million people to save a billion people?
Yeah.
That kind of dilemma.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Well, you're welcome. I've summed your point up.
Yeah. And see, I'm the type of person that would say I would have no hesitation in killing a million people to save a billion people.
But you're also the guy that says I'd have no hesitation killing a million people. And someone's like, to save a billion. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, I just meant kill a million people. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens too, that's cool. Yeah,
I guess so.
And for those of you that are new to the show, this is a comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We talk hilarious. About wacky things that we've seen on the internet, the existence of God, and is it okay to kill millions to save billions? All the comedy classics.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Abortion. What do you think?
Yeah, let's get into that. Well, Donald Trump, isn't he a great fella? All right. Anyway, let's move on to our last segment. It's our second last segment. Come on, Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. Oh, this one's definitely going overtime for sure. All right. This is by My Captain. Which movie titles could be porn titles without having to be changed?
Pacific Rim.
You were way too prepared for that.
I thought that when it first, when they first announced it.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I had one that came to me straight away as well, which was Bend It Like Beckham.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think Easy A would be a pretty good porn
Easy
title.
Easy A is a good one. Transformers. I'm just imagining what that would be like. That's a bit creepy. There is
Edge of 17.
Edge of 17. Yep. That's a good one.
Yep.
The Hulk.
Captain America: Civil War. It's very nerdy.
Could
porn,
you imagine the Hulk porno? That is a very large woman.
I am positive there is one.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely positive.
I mean, not that I've seen any like crazy pornos, but there are crazy pornos out there,
and we've seen them.
There's one thing we've seen. The problem with this one was, we have to think on our feet.
Yeah.
So,
well, look, really I had one in the chamber ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm trying to think of Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Butt sex in a movie.
Yeah.
And that was a porno, sorry.
Yeah, Zach and Miri make a porno.
Yeah. Orgasmo, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. I've got another one for you. This is by Says Reddit.
Mm.
You are forced to get a new job, but it has to be illegal. What are you doing now?
Ooh. Is this you trying to get ideas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says Reddit, it's actually me.
Yeah.
I've looked at all the legal stuff.
You're forced to get a job. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
So it has to be illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose it depends on how illegal you want it to be.
That's true.
Like, you could be selling fraudulent stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of a job. Or you could be like, bank heists.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because that's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine a lot of people's answers were like something that's really hard to get found out for,
yeah,
and that's the illegal job that they choose because, yeah, you know, no, I'm going like all the way.
Yeah,
I want to do Ocean's 11 style heists.
Yeah,
that's the team that I want to get involved, yeah, with.
That's definitely the coolest one, isn't it?
I don't really know what part I'd play, though.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like, oh, what were you doing? I was actually doing some insider trading.
Yeah. That's boring.
Yeah. I stole a bunch of diamonds.
Yeah, exactly.
From,
yeah,
a huge castle. Yeah. It was amazing.
Exactly. That's cool. That's, yeah, the stuff that I want to do. Entrapment.
Yeah.
That's
the stuff. I would enjoy some kind of, like, high-level government espionage would be fun.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, you're wheeling and dealing in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Shady things under the table. I'd enjoy a bit of that.
And it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I'd get you'd be known as Donald Trump's right-hand man.
Mine,
I think.
Yeah, if there was ever there was a time to be doing that, it is now.
If you could speak Russian, you'd have the job in no time. That's all he's lacking.
Or if I don't speak Russian, because then they can talk whatever they want in front of me. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good one. I think that's just what I'd do. I'd just steal stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to be a diamond thief.
Mm.
Of all the thieves, diamond thieves are like the classically cool one, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think I would even just like the ability
mm-hmm.
to know how to steal diamonds from someone. I reckon that'd be really cool. If I just had the know-how to break into a museum or something.
If you introduce me to someone, you're like, you know, this is Stephanie and she's a diamond thief. I'd be like, where did you learn that?
I know. Who taught you? Normally, she's like the daughter of a famous thief.
Because I don't think, although probably if you ever met one in real life, it would be more this way. They're like, oh, I just watched it on YouTube.
There's exactly.
A whole series of how to be a diamond thief on YouTube.
Yeah. There's a playlist I just went through. Yeah. Exactly. First step,
like every YouTube tutorial, there'll be like some 13-year-old kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is how to be a diamond thief. Sorry, I'm just going to fix this up here.
Man, can I just say, off topic,
mm-hmm.
tutorials on YouTube, shit me. They are the worst. Okay, this is an idea I had that could be legitimate, so nobody steal this one. But I had an idea to create a YouTube channel
mm-hmm.
that was called something like Tutorials That Aren't Dumb.
Right.
And it was going to be all the simple stuff. I'd watched a lot of Excel YouTube videos mm-hmm. before when I'm learning code.
Yeah.
And they spend like half the episode talking about, okay, in the last episode we went over this, and this episode I'm going to tell you about doing a sum formula, and don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So how you do a sum formula is press equals and then type sum, and yep, that's it. Yeah. All right, thanks for listening. It's like, no, you just get to the very crux of what you want to say. So all my videos would be like 1 minute long max, and I would show complicated shit that people take so long to do. Because sometimes, if I'm YouTubing something, I have an understanding of what I need to learn mm-hmm. or need to do. It's not like I'm an absolute beginner dumbass that doesn't know anything at all.
You know what I do? Yes. When I type up a tutorial, I sort it by shortest first.
Oh.
And it normally wades a lot of that out.
Wow, that's actually pretty smart.
There's a little life hack for you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Like just the other day, I had to put annotations on a YouTube video. So I looked up, you know, annotations on a YouTube video, and there was a 15-minute video. It was the funniest part. So I did shortest first. I found it in 2 minutes 30.
My God.
And even then, it had a little bit of waste, but not as much.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I find now, normally, I just click through, probably in like
20-second
increments until I'm like, oh, that there seems about like what you're about to tell me the right thing. But yeah, anyway, it's annoying. Alrighty. Now we can go into our last section. Ask me anything. I've had some correspondence. What do you got? What do you got, Cambe?
We mentioned him earlier, but I have a bit of correspondence here from superfan Mitch.
Yep.
He said, "Hey guys, first off, I like Nelson. Started off with a lame ass paper round. It's been a while since I've asked a couple of things, so I thought I'd jump back in with a couple. As you mentioned before, his misunderstood couple. He's in quite a lot of...
Couple is too much, okay?
That being said, we can bank these and use them. Yeah, so I'm just going
to... We probably will. You will hear Mitch's questions for the next few weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just going to use one of them for now.
Yep.
And then he always says, you know, love the show, can't wait for the episode every week.
Yeah.
You guys are the highlight of my week.
Yep.
Some of that is in the email.
Yeah.
mainly the first bit, right?
Yeah. But he said the word week.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He wants to know, would you rather be given $2 million as a once-off or $100,000 once a year for the rest of your life, brackets, all your other income remains the same? Now, this is easy, $100,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Definitely. In fact, I could answer that for you as well.
So I would spend $2 million so quickly.
I would have $2 million and be like, oh my God, what can I buy for $2 million?
All right.
That right. plane, $2 million? Sure, I'll
Plus,
buy that.
If you live a decent life, $100,000 a year, you'll make so much more.
Oh, yeah. That's actually way more than $2 million. Yeah. In fact, you need to work out how much you would earn $100,000 a year until the rest of your life and then have that sum of money versus... Because it might actually... You could actually maybe make more money.
Yeah.
Because if you have like millions... Quick, do the maths, Cambridge, quick.
All right, so $100,000, how long...
Say another 50 years.
50 years. That's $5 million.
Yeah. So I wonder if you spent... That's actually not that much more. But you could, theoretically, spend that $5 million and invest it straight away and try to get more money out of it.
But I suppose that's the same one.
Money
for
breeds
million.
Money. So, well, yeah, no, that's true. Which I guess is the point of this question.
But
we're way too irresponsible with money.
Because we didn't even think about this question. Now, I know how irresponsible I am with money. So a lump sum of money will only ever probably be a bad thing. I would just like MC Hammer the shit out of that.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
He famously had gold doorknobs with his initials in them and stuff like that.
That's right, yeah.
But 100,000, you'd be like, well, that is enough to live comfortably, but I can't overspend.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I've sort of been put in a similar situation in regard to the severance that I was paid from my redundancy.
$2 million.
So I have, yeah. So I have, you know, a larger than normal amount of money in my bank account. But
and
it has actually been...
How badly do you want to spend it?
Well, it's true. And there's things that I'm like thought about. Like I wanted to upgrade my computer recently. So I'm like, oh, I could spend money on that. And I sort of know that I'll eventually do that. But I think, even though in this scenario, I would take the $100,000, right now I'm actually doing pretty well. In fact, probably spending a lot less and being pretty responsible with my money because I'm like, okay, I know this isn't going to last forever. So I'm like not buying probably anywhere near as many things as I used to just like on a weekly basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I would do all right with the $2 million.
But
just never spend it till I was about 60.
Here's the thing. Right? In the question, it specifies, and I think this is the real giveaway. It says all your other incomes remain the same. So you can still have a job.
Yeah.
And you can have a good paying job
on
top of the $100,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, so I wouldn't. If I had $100,000 a year, that's enough for me to live comfortably. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm not going
to. But I'm saying if you were burning through that, right? And you're like, man, I'm spending more than $100,000. You can still get a job and get that income.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But the $2 million, once that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good.
Yeah,
good question.
Thank you, Mitch, for sending that in.
Thanks, Mitchell. Alrighty.
And thank you for saying the nice things that I added to the end of your email.
Yeah, that's very sweet of you. okay, this one's from Zach. Which you ruined the email of.
Yeah.
Yep. He liked the contrast between us. Blah, 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 blah. Yep. Okay. So this is a question. Can you think of an awkward time for you, specifically one you wish you could go back and change?
Now, I was thinking about this, and I'm a pretty big believer that I don't think you should change anything because it probably has formed something about you, you know?
Yeah.
But thinking of awkward times, I do remember one of the more awkward times, And it's probably not that funny. But, it won't be as funny as the child death conversation we had earlier. Yeah. That's for sure.
That was a hoot.
Yeah. But there was a time, and you will probably remember this, where I was dating someone.
Yeah.
And then we broke up pretty messily.
Yeah.
And then that person who I also worked with started dating someone else that I also worked with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there were many occasions that we would all work together.
Yeah.
Extremely, extremely awkward situation.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough, because I also dated somebody that I broke up with and then had to work with afterwards. But do you know what was funny? I remember at work, they like rostered us differently. And we had a friend who was a manager at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember a little while after, we got into an argument, right?
Yeah.
Me and this friend. And she was like, do you know how much trouble we went to by making sure that you and your ex-girlfriend didn't have shifts together? I was like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't owe you anything. You just like thought that I would need that, so you did it. But I was like, you know when people are like, oh, relationships aren't good at work and, you know.
Yeah, don't shit where you eat.
Exactly. But it's like, but we were probably fine with working together. We actually even worked in slightly separate parts of the business. So we weren't really going to cross over that much, even if we worked at the same times. And I got crap about it.
No.
Although yours is very different because you had her date somebody else as well. It wasn't just like a breakup. Yeah. It was like breakup plus.
Because we would argue and then she would go like 2 feet away and then be like, oh, lovey-dovey. And then I'm just like, no! Yeah, on the other side. Yeah, I had like a mental breakdown of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that was awkward.
Yeah. But then again, I probably wouldn't change it because, you know.
Yeah, I think the same.
I think I'm a much more well-adjusted person now. Because of that.
Yeah, yeah, same. I've done very similar things, especially in like school, towards the end of school, and related to a girl as well. God damn it, girls. What are you doing to us? But I feel like super like awkward, embarrassing moments that I sort of pretend I wish I could take back, but I don't want to because I think it's taught me a lot.
That's why we're the charming rogues that we are today.
Oh, yeah.
The well-spoken... thoroughly educated.
Yeah.
That's presenters right. of media.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But I didn't really have one for this. I have a really kind of stupid moment.
Okay.
So to preface this, you would know there was a guy that I was speaking to who was a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had given us an opportunity to write a screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him like last year at a Christmas party or something like that. And I was walking out the door with him. And this guy is pretty like stern sort of thing. You know, he's a guy that doesn't hit crap and, you know, is sort of just always very serious. Yeah. He seems. And I was a little bit drunk too. I had actually asked somebody else. I was like, should I go talk to him? And they're like, yeah, yeah, go talk to him. So I was like, okay. So I went out and I was like, oh, hey, I'll walk you out. And he's like, oh, okay. And then we started talking for a bit. And he's like, all right, good chatting to you. Like, I'll see you later as he left. And as he did, and because I was a little bit tipsy, I kind of put my foot in this, like, I stepped forward, but I sort of went to the side a little bit. My foot went to the side a bit. And then he stepped forward and stepped on top of my foot. And then the funny thing was, he kind of looked down at his foot to see what he'd stood on. And I was just there like, and it was only a split second. It wasn't like he was standing on it for a time, but he kind of, you know, like just as he's walking, like, oh, I stepped on something. And then looked, and so was my foot. And then he kind of gave me a quick look, but then just kept walking because it was like super awkward.
What was the look like? What the hell is your foot doing
it
there?
It was kind of like that, yeah.
Like,
it was
like,
how did I get that? Yeah, exactly. And so it was awkward. And like neither of us said anything. And I was like, that's awkward. I better drink more beer upstairs. Anyway, I don't think I've told you that story
before. No, you never have.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You may have blown our chance, Nelson. I wish you had told me that earlier.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're not doing the movie
That's
anymore.
Why he calls you Footboy.
Yeah. Oh, it's Footboy again. Anyway. All right, that was it for another episode of Reddit on Reddit.
An extra large episode, Nelson.
An extra large. Well, we've gone back to our average time, I think.
And went shorter for a while.
Episodes.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. We'll probably get back there next week. Who knows? Anyway, thanks for writing in, Mitch and Zach. If you would like to write into us, you can do so at Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast at gmail.com, or you could do it on Facebook, Reddit Podcast, or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could even comment on, would you kill a million people if you were saving a billion?
Wait, on probably Nelson's not. Ethical dilemma.
Yeah. Or would you... I don't know. What else are we talking about?
I'm sorry about implying that we should pleasure Jack Nicholson with our hands.
Yeah.
It got a lot weirder than I expected.
That was fine.
Yeah, cool.
How much do you think my sperm will sell for?
That's true.
All these questions you could answer if you write into us.
Yeah. And what's important to know, Nelson, is that I will not interrupt you when you say our famous catchphrase this week. I promise.
Okay. Well... I'm not, because apparently you want to do something else this week that you forgot about, that you told me about earlier.
Oh!
Yeah! Well, yeah. I'm glad somebody is paying attention.
Yeah. Actually, I think that just out there. Yeah. Hey, how's this, listeners? We have our
read you later.
Nah.
Did I miss it? What happened?
We have our first Reddit on Reddit giveaway, by which I mean we have things to give listeners.
Throw out. And we don't want them anymore, and you could have them.
Yeah. Now, I know that some of our fans, like me, are geeks, and we have these tin display plates of retro comic books.
Cambo doesn't know how a mic works. He's showing it to the mic now.
Yeah, I am. I'm turning it to the mic. Yeah, we have these retro... We'll put up a photo online. But if you want them, you can have them. All you need to do is just leave us a review on iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah, just send us a screenshot. And
I mean, probably not a bad one.
I didn't say that.
They could leave a bad one. Okay, that's fine.
I said leave a review.
I mean, I thought
if
they
were nice people, they would leave a good one.
I thought we were trying to weight the scales here. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah,
if we leave it
them.
Up to them, it's going to be horrible.
Yeah, if you are interested, we'll put up a picture. They're completely yours. All you have to do, leave us a review on iTunes. Send us a screenshot that you did it.
Yeah.
And the first two will get, there's a Superman and there's a Batman.
Cool.
So that's our first Reddit on Reddit giveaway. Are there many more to come? Probably not.
I don't know. Depends what we dig out of the closet.
Yes.
Oh, what is this? Oh, somebody might want it. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll read you later. We had a pause.